Okay, so today we're continuing with third shiur at Sukkos Yontif. And the topic of today's shiur is the first night of Yontif. So it seems to be a question whether the first night of Yontif has a chi of simcha. Rabbi Berger pointed out to me, so it's interesting because usually the first night is the most exciting. You know, like a lot of people feel the most simcha the first night, you know, when it comes in fresh. But it's interesting that there's a question whether the first night has a chi of simcha at all. Maybe chi of simcha is only starting with the first day. So the Torah tells us, Shivas Yomim Tachov L'Hashem Elkecha V'Alkom V'Sheivcha Hashem Yivrecha Hashem Elkecha M'chom T'vos V'Alkom V'Sheivdecha V'Yisa Ach Sameach V'Yisa Ach Sameach. So it's interesting, Rashi in Chumash says V'Yisa Ach Sameach V'Shib Shuto Ein Zeh Loshon Tzivoy El Loshon Havtocha. It's not a Tzivoy V'Yisa Ach Sameach, it's a Havtocha that you're going to be sameach. But Chazal learned it as a tzivoy. But Yisach sameach, that you're going to be a tzivoy for simcha. And Rashi continues, B'lfi Talmudo, Lom Dubita L'Rabos, Lel Yontov Hachar L'Simcha. It's coming to be Marbe, Lel Yontov Hachar L'Simcha. That the last night, meaning the night of Kohen Gittur Shemini Atzeres, there's a chi of simcha. But the Gemara is going to tell us, as we'll see shortly, that the first night going into the beginning of the holiday, there is no chi of simcha. There's only a chi of simcha going into the night of Shemini Atzeres, and not the first night of the Chag. So we'll have to understand it. Let's take a look. In the Gemara, I'll tell you where, on page 4. Sachem Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. So it says, Levim Soyele, Vayisach, Sameach, Lerabos, Lele, Yontav, Achor, Lesimcha. It's coming to tell me that the night of Shemini Atzeres was a Chiv Simcha. So the Gemara asks, Ata Omer, Lele, Yontav, Achor, or Lele, Yontav, Rishon. In other words, Lele, Yontav, Achor, maybe it's coming to be Marbe the first night. So the Gemara says, Talmud lo ba'ach, chilek. So ach comes to distinguish and to be memait the first night. So we're marbe the last night, and we're memait the first night. So the Gemara says, "Ma ra'is l'rabos leil yontav achron, ulahotzi leil yontav rishon." So the Gemara says, "Marbani leil yontav achron, she simcha lefanav." Ulahotzi ani leil yontav achron, she ain't simcha lefanav. In other words, he said like this, that the first night is not sandwiched in with days of simcha. Because after the first night, there's simcha. Before, it was Erev Yontif, there was no simcha. The last night, the night of Shemini Atzeres, has the days of Chol HaMoed on one hand, and the Shemitah Tzeres on the other hand. So they're sandwiched in with Yemei Simcha. So the nine in the middle has Simcha. In other words, if you want to know which we should be marbe, we should be marbe the one that's sandwiched in between days of Simcha. So the night of Shemini Atzeres, there's Simcha before Chol HaMoed or Shana Rabbah, etc. The Simcha of Shemini Atzeres, so it's sandwiched in Simcha. So that night is also Simcha. Vashenki, the first night is not sandwiched with Simcha, because the first night doesn't have Simcha Lefonav. Only has Simcha Lachorav, and therefore is not Chayif. So it comes down, the Ach Sameach comes to be Marbe Leil Yontav Achor. So there's a famous comment from the Vilna Gaon. On page 2. This is a sefer, Shadidi Bishulchan Hadra. It's a leaflet by Rav Dov Eliach of different things that the Vilna Gaon wrote in different svarim. It's an excellent leaflet. So the famous kasha of the Vilna Gaon is, Hello, Achav Arachin Meyutin Hate. Vekam Balarabos. Normally, when the Torah says the word Ach, the Rak, it comes to exclude. It comes to exclude. And here the word Ach is what? Including. So what's the pshat? So Vilna Gaon says, an interesting thing. Amar Hagodzal. Ki b'chag ha-sukos yesh kama inyonim sheish losus aleim. There are many things, reasons to rejoice on Sukkos. There are many mitzvahs. Sukkah, lulav, esrog, hadas, simchas b'zah shoeva. When all these mitzvahs, kol eilu noogim rak, b'shivas yimei ha-chag. They're only noheg during Sukkos itself, not on Shemini Atzeres. Lo b'yom Shemini. So the only thing that's left on Shemini Atzeres of all the mitzvahs, we had Sukkah, Lulav. The only mitzvah that's left is what? Simcha. Because even Sukkah is not a mitzvah of Shemini Atzeres. Meaning, in Chutz La'aretz we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Why? Why do we sit in the Sukkah? Because it's a Suffolk. In Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli doesn't sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. It'll be Baal Tosif. What? You say go home.
What?
You go home. Who? In Eretz Yisrael, are you keeping 2 days?
The first night, keeping one.
You're keeping 1 day.
Yeah.
If a person's keeping 1 day, so that he doesn't sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres.
The Sage works at, I mean, Sukkah is big enough to have to close all the people to sit in the
Sukkah. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, so that's what Pasha, you can sit in the Sukkah. Because it's a Shaila Baal Tosef, real Shaila Baal Tosef. If you keep it 2 days, then even that's a machloikas. But that makes sense. I remember when I was in Israel for Sukkot, I was keeping 2 days, so I sat in the Sukkot at Shemini Atzeres.
Doesn't
Baal Tosef
say it's not machloikas?
What?
It's not machloikas. If you eat on 8 days.
It says it is.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you have kavanah or you don't have kavanah.
positive, you don't necessarily have kavanah to be monotheistic.
Yeah, okay. So the Vilna Gaon says that's pshat in the drasha ach sameach. It means it's teaching you that even though we had all these mitzvahs till now, ach means to exclude all the mitzvahs till now, and b'meila the only thing will be left is simcha. So in a sense it's being marba, but it's being marba by excluding everything that we had till now. So it's really an exclusion. It's exclusion, excluding all the mitzvahs that we had till now. So all the mitzvahs that we had till now during Sukkot are excluded, and the only thing left on Shemini Atzeres is Simcha, and that's that night as well. Now, there is a discussion about the first night, the famous Chagas Aryeh. But to understand the Chagas Aryeh, you have to see the Gemara in Mori Kotma, page 15, at Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, "Ovel ain't no hegem ilusa beregel." Ovel is not no hegem veilus beregel. If God forbid somebody loses a relative, say before Yontif, and he's in the middle of Shiva, and Yontif comes, so that's mevatel Shiva. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. So the Gemara says, "I avelus de meikara who, if he was sitting shiva from before, asi esei de rabim, v'dochi esei de yachid." So esei de rabim is dochi esei de yachid. In other words, yontif is a simcha derabim. It's an essay derabim. So that's docha avelus, which is an essay diyachid. It's a private thing. I avelus to hashda, and if God forbid somebody loses a relative on yantif or on chol hamoed, lo osi essay diyachid, v'dochi essay derabim. So the essay diyachid is not going to push aside the essay the rabbi. So either way, it's not going to be chal. So if it's chal from before, then it's totally cancelled. If it's chal, then it doesn't chal yet, so then it's going to be pushed off till later. Now the Rif has a sheet to here, to page 17. where he discusses, when we say Avelis is Daraisa, so how much of Avelis is Daraisa? Just the first day, all of Shiva. Daraisa we mean all the restrictions that we have. All the restrictions that we have are they restrictions midaraisa, only restrictions of Rabbanan, like not wearing shoes, and not bathing, and not having anointing oneself, etc. So, the Rif quotes. Different opinions of this man. And the predominant opinion, in quotes, is only the first day is deraisa. Last skinny line on page 17. The cave of the Ashkechan, Hani Kulu tonight is really Yom Rishon B'chud Daraisa. Of a Leilo, the Hulel Yom Shini Lebisa Lo Tofis El B'Draman. In other words, the first day is Daraisa. After the first day, any restrictions beyond the first day are what? Are only Draman.
All restrictions that apply on the first day are
Daraisa. Right, according to this, yeah.
Is that Aninus or that's
after? No, this is after the Aninus, during the after the Kfura. So, but the question is, how could that be? Because when the Gemara says that the Yontif Esei the Rabbim is Dochi Esei Diochid, right? So why is it an Esei anymore? I mean, because what if a person died before, so then once the night comes, it's already after the first day. So it's no Daraisa anymore. It's not Esei. So what does the Gemara mean that the essay the Rabbim has to doche the essay the Yochid of Avelis, but there's not even an essay the Yochid, because once this the first night comes of Sukkot or yeah, but essay means essay the Raisa. So Tosa says, so the Rif says, yeah. First word on line is Bechagecha, the Rif on page 17. He avails to be currently Asi Esei Derabim Medochi Esei Diachid. Ushmam Nodidi Chiyuva Daraisa. Patsu Danofik La Yom Kama. So you see that there is a chiv even after the first day. You're right. According to most opinions, you don't even have to come on to Esei Derabim Doche Esei Diachid, because there is no Esei Diachid past the first day. The Rif saying even there is an opinion that says that there's a din daraisa on the night after the first day. Motzai Yom Rishon. So that's what the Gemara is saying. And even according to that opinion, it'll still be nidcha by the essay the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif. Oh, so that's how the Rif explains the Gemara. Say again?
Rif says that on the second night of Avelis,
In other words, the Gemara says that Essay Derabu is Docha, right? So the Rif has the Kasha, but Essay Derabu is Docha, Essay Diochid. But it's not even an Essay Diochid on the first night, because the person died from before. So he's saying, no, but there is an opinion that says that it's Daraisa not only the first day, but the night after. So the Gemara is saying that even that opinion would hold that there's no Avelus Perego, because that would be Nidche by the essay, the Rabbi of Avelus. So the Kasha that the Shagis Aryeh is going to have, this is like a classic Kasha. I remember years ago when Rav Gelli first came to be the Rav here in Broyers, 20 some years ago. So I went to hear him speak. So the first thing, one of the shiurim, public shiurim that he gave, one of the first shiurim, was about the Shagis Aryeh. Because the Shagis Aryeh's kasha is that, let's pshat the Rif. Maybe the Rif explained to the Gemara that the essay the Rabbim Simcha is Docha, the essay the Yochid of Avelus, but I fought the first night, there's no Chiv Simcha. The first night, there's no Chiv Simcha! Ach Sameach! There's no Chiv Simcha the first night. What's going to be Vatal Shiva? The coming of Yontif. But when Yontif comes, there's no what? There's no Simcha till the next morning. But when is it this Vatal? Already at night. Right? Already at night it's this Vatal. Right? The coming of the Chag. So the Shagis Aryeh has a Kasha. How can it be here the Kasha? How can the Gemara say, or the way the Rif is explaining, that the essay of the Rabbi, was Docha? How could that be? That's the kasha. There's no simple that night. This is a classic kasha of the Shagis Aryeh. Look on page 18. Goes two lines from the bottom. Haregel, ki svirle the lel yantav rishon ein mitzvah simcha noeg ba minat Torah el midrabanan. Hechi asi esei drabanan v'dochel avelu shal Torah b'kum basay. Because the Rif learned from the Gemara that the Gemara is going lamando amar. That there's a mitzvah that says the rice of Avelus, even the night after the first day. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that an essay the Rabbim is even docha that. But you need an essay the rice to be docha. And if the first night is only in Midrabanan, Mitra or Simcha, there's no essay the Rabbim. So how's it going to be docha? You hear the kasha? Especially the way the Rif explains, where that Tzavka, the Gemara is saying in Lamanda Omar that there's a Avelus Daraisa not only the first day but the next night also, and that to that the Gemara is saying that Essay Derabim is Docha that. So if Essay Derabim is Docha that, so then
the Gemara doesn't specify what they're also doing.
Yeah, page 18. In other words, the Gemara says that Essay Derabim of Simchas Yontif is Doche Esi D'Yachid. But if the first night there's no Simcha, so how is Esi D'Rabim Doche? There's no Esi D'Rabim the first night. Sure.
The words.
But what? What is it referring to?
Well, we didn't say what it's referring to. It doesn't say Asid Simcha. It's something else.
Yeah, but my dear friend.
Chakatari King says the thing. It says, "Oh, I call up the first day, the first night."
Look. Okay, so what does Rashi say?
That's Rashi.
Okay, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What's
the
answer? Where is it?
On top.
Yeah, first the Gemara says v'samachta b'chagecha. Hopefully the Ruchim will lose the record. Shereba v'samachta b'chagecha. And then the Gemara says that if it's before, so v'samachta b'chagecha, we know if it's on, it won't let it be chal. But it's clearly referring to v'samachta b'chagecha. The Gemara says the words v'samachta b'chagecha. No, but the Gemara says that there's no simcha the first night. So if there's no simcha the first night, so how's the docha avail? Said especially according to the Rif, that that's going lamad Omar that that simcha's yontif is nidcha is docha avail is tiyoch. That's the Rif's kasha. It's a very strong kasha. The Shag is Harry's cash. Do you have a terrace? Well, the Rif, according to Rif, the Rif said that that Gemara was Dafka Lamand Omer the first night is Daraisa. That's how the Rif explained. Because the Rif said, if you hold it only the first day, then you don't have to come on to this. So the whole Gemara only had to say in Lamad Omer that the first night is the Raisa as well. So what do you say? So it's against, yes, yeah, so Chora, the Rif is Shver, he said. So then he writes on page 19, he says, we call Mokom nearly the Divir Harvon, and we are knowing it's a Simcha Balel Yom Tov Rishon. That he thinks there's still a chiyuv midrabban. Still a chiyuv midrabban. So asking the rabbin, so one second. And what's his proof?
That'd be a big finish.
What's his proof? One second, what's his proof? Ordinarily, love you, Raya. Midamidim, Perikarvi Psachim, Kavi Balakosos, Shusom, Bavas Achas, Bavarav, Allah, Idayai Yotso, Iday Kosos, Long Yotso. Whereas if you drink the Dalakosos four at once, so you're not Yotzi Dalakosos, because has to be divided up through the Seder. So you're not Yotze Dal Kosis, but you're still Yotze the mitzvah of drinking wine. So says the Rashbam, Yideyayim Yishum Simchas Yontif. So the Shagazai asked the Kasha, but what's Simchas Yontif for the first night? There's no the night of the Seder is the first night. There's no Simchas Yontif the first night. So if there's no Simchas Yontif the first night, so then what do you mean you don't say Simcha with the drinking of the wine? So the answer is, it must be that even if they say there's no Simchas Yontif the first night, but Midrabanan, there's Simchas Yontif the first night. That's as you saw. One second. Hash, now look at the paragraph on the left side, the bottom paragraph on page 19. Hash Nachtina, Mashakosim, Besigonim Elu, the Mitzvah says, Zeus, or Sukhos Yontim, knowing, Beratara, Fil Mizman Hazeh. Echad Anoshim, Echad Noshim, Hayom, the Mitzvah Zu. Avagav, She'elo, the Korban. Kamachom, Efshal, Kayim, Misharim, Yidei, Smachos. So then how do you read the Gemara? So I say the Rabbim, so then he can read the Gemara that I say the Rabbim means that I say the Rabbim midrabanan, and then I say the Yachid is also midrabanan because it means Avelis. So basically, the Shagasariyeh will argue with the Rif. You have to realize one thing with the Shagasariyeh. He has no problem arguing with Rishon. You see, the whole premise of the Kasha was that the Rif learned that the Agamara essay the Rabbim is Dochei essay the Yachid is going to Manda Omar that Avelis is deraisa not only Yom Rishon, but the night after Yom Rishon is a deraisa for Avelis. And that Simchas Yontif is Dokka. But once you say that there's no Simchas Yontif the first time, so then it's only Simchas Yontif when? In the daytime. But Midrabanan is Simchas Yontif the first time, so then you can learn the Gemara with Shuto. The Gemara is going to Manda Omar that only Yom Rishon Avelis is deraisa, and the night after is only Midrabanan. So Asi Essay de Rabim of Simchas Yontif and Dochi essay of Yochid of Avelis, which is also on the Drabon. So that's the Shagasari as you saw. But the first, and the Shagasari says that even if we hold that there's a din of Shar Smachos, that meaning we discussed is that a focus the Tosis and the Rambam. But the Simchas Mizman Hazeh is the Raisim, so we don't have a Korban. So the Rabbah Shita is that Simchas is not only a Korban, it's even Shar Smachos. Even to have nice clothing and to have nice food for the kids, that's in the Raisim. So even though we don't have a Mikdash, we still have that. But even that, the Shagasari says, it's not knowing the first night. There's no Simcha the first night.
It says that there's a Rabbah.
It's only Midrabanan. And that Midrabanan will be Docha Avelis, because Avelis also is only Midrabanan on that night. Because the case is that the first day is the first day. Already the first night of Yontif, by definition, will always be the night after the first day of Avelis, which is also only Midrabanan. But that's the Shagasari's terms.
So is it possible
to say that Midrabanan is Midrabanan, but no way
after the
Yontif? No, it's not a Dorais. No, it's Esed Derabim Derabanan. It's talking Esed Diyachin Derabanan.
They're not saying you can't say the Shagasari is also saying the second night that after that day after the first night is still available to Derabanan. So, however, the Esed Derabanan is still for that. He doesn't say it.
Right. He doesn't say it, but he doesn't say what you said either. So it's you against me. Right, so we'll have to see who wins. What does Rav Yonasan Talaki say?
I see this that based on that content of the first night.
Oh, so Rav Yonah Zatalki is saying an interesting point, which I'm not going to bring up yet. I'm waiting to bring that up. And that is, this whole Gemara is talking about Sukkos. So how do we know the first night of Pashtus, Sukkos and Pesach is the same?
No, Pashtus not, it says that he's an Asamei. It's a drush.
Slowly. Just to say, right, but we're mashveh, the moedim together. Hukshu kol moedim zel zeh. So with Ora, if we're saying that there's no simcha the first night of Sukkos, Pashtus is, there's no simcha the first night of Pesach as well. Shavuos, we learned together in Shavuos, so there has to be snow. Pashtus the first night is Shavuos also. That's why some people say, I've heard said over that if you want to serve milchiks on Shavuos, there's a shaila when the milchiks is simcha, not serve it the first night, as opposed to the first day. Because the first night there might not be a chiyuv simcha. So better serve it the first night, not the first day. Shavuos. Yeah. Oh. So that's the famous Shabbos Aryeh. Then there's the famous Reb Chaim. Which Reb Gelli said over this Reb Chaim when he gave that shir. So to understand the Reb Chaim, you have to see a Gemara in Pesachim. Which Gemara do you need to see? So I'll show you the second. Oh, page 3. Four lines at the bottom. Amar Ula, Amar Avlaza, Shlomim Sheshachtan Be'erv Yontif, Inu Yotzim Behem, Lo Mishum Simcha, Velo Mishum Chagiga. Mishum Simcha Dechsi V'Zavachta V'Samachta, Mir Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, Velek. What if a person shechted a korban on Erev Yontif? So say it was a shlomim. So shlomim is eaten for 2 days. So he on the first day of Yontif, he wants to serve it for lunch, for the suda, that meat from that korban. And he wants to mekayem the mitzvah of simcha with that korban. Because l'chora, that's how you become the mitzvah of simcha, by eating a korban. Bizman habayis, you ate korbanos. So l'chora, that would be the perfect thing. So the Gemara says, Amarul Amarblazer, it's not good. It's not a good korban. It's not a good mitzvah. You're not miyotze the mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says, Vizavachta v'samachta, meaning zvicha b'shas simcha. Whereas to be yotze the mitzvah of simcha, it's not enough to eat the korban, but you have to shecht it during the zman of simcha. And since this korban was shechted on Erev Yontif, not on Yontif itself, so it wasn't zvicha b'shas simcha, so b'meila, it's not required, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha with this korban. Not Yotze, the mitzvah of Simcha with this Korb. Okay, that's the opinion of Ula, in the name of Rav Loza. That Simcha is not enough to eat the Korban every day, but you have to shecht it during the holiday. If you shecht it before the holiday, even though it's the same meat, the same Korban, but there's a gzeres hakosav, a zavachta, a samachta, being in zvicha, b'shas Simcha. Oh, so that's the, well, we're getting up to that point. So Reb Chaim is going to answer. Reb Chaim wants to give an answer to the Shagasari's kasha. Shagasari's mashma says that what's shot in the Gemara, what's shot in the Rif, that there's no simcha the first night. Right? So says Reb Chaim the following.
Does this come out of before as a riot for
No. Because it's just saying that you need to eat, have, if you have other korbanos, you can eat from the other.
If you need a shaft, shaft on this type.
Right. So Reb Chaim says, on page 21. Actually, okay. I don't know if we need to see that Gemara for the Reb Chaim, but there's an Avni Nezer we can need to see it. He says, Mavur, the first and second column. He says, Mavur Medivre Gemara, Dika Trei Chiyuve Simcha. There are two types of Simcha. Chad is Simcha de Bsar Korbanus. Vod, Simcha Medvar Sholchol, Vahaydu Yayin Bigdu Tzivonu. So he says like this. Hashem fiz adira, the hadam read in the sukkah. So what we say in sukkah, the belel yom tov rishon lechachi of simcha. When we say that the first night there's no simcha, shum do lecha simcha lefanav. That's only speaking about Simcha of the Korbanos. In other words, against the Shagasari. Avol Gabi did HaSimcha B'dvarim Sholchol Hayin Yayin B'gdei Tzivonim Lo Nemar Haytanar the Simcha Lefonov V'shaper Chayim Lel Rishon Shel Yontov B'din Simcha Hasheni V'Simcha Tiyayin B'gdei Tzivonim. In other words, when we say that there's no Simcha the first night, that's only there's no din of simcha of what?
Korbanos.
Of the korbanos. To eat korbanos the first night, there's no din simcha.
Even
bezman hamikdash. But the other din of simcha, of having nice clothing and giving nuts out to the kids and having wine and other things, that's knowing, according to Rambam, that's a din d'oraisa also. And that's knowing even the first night. Now, why should we make a distinction? Why should we make this distinction? It says, "Ubir adover the hasvardo said the chiyuv simcha the shalom simcha this might may I did the simcha lefanov who bishum the yesh lomar the may chiyuv simcha biyom shal frei chag lo shaych lomar the mechayim asbarach shalom simcha b'chol shum chiyuv simcha sheyu b'chag by the belel rishon shal yodov ach im kvar biyom shal fanov ikh chiyuv simcha shaper chayav chiyuv the shalom simcha became the yom shal fanov. He אם ידעו זה רואה לסביך השאל מסבך. שאם כן, יום של פונו ויום של חול, אם מסתבר לא מן ישחייב לסבוח בחול, שאל מסבך עבור סבך שחק של המחרס. ושאם כן, רכיב לסבך, השאי נשאפר בין למאמר דלקר אמיר של פונו ויש סבך. So he wants to say that the first night there is simcha, and the exclusion of the first night that there's no simcha means that you don't have to shecht on Erev Yontif to make sure you'll have besar karbonos to eat the first night of the chag that you're not mekuyev to do, because since the day before Sukkot is a weekday, so there's no chiyuv simcha then. So you don't even have the shecht in preparation to get the meat for the first night. Rashi ain't came to drink wine, then to be happy in other ways, which doesn't require the preparation from before. So that is mechuyev of the first night. So that means the first night there is simcha. There is simcha the first night. This is the simcha the first night. So there were. Then Sokha avails. Now, presumably, this is working with the opinion that you could shecht. You don't need. How does the Rambam paskin on this child? Do you need zvicha b'shas simcha? In other words, that gemara that. Because if you need zvicha b'shas simcha, we should look that up.
We had it in the previous time.
What's that? Let's take it. You have a round arm, I'll tell you which one. Svane was Yantif, Vav Yitzayim. Maybe it's a chagiga. In other words, where's the Rambam? Perikot Beis Hilchos Chagiga.
Yeah.
So you have a Rambam, Karbonos Avodah, Karbonos Beis Yeralf. Yeah, the Rambam paskins that you can check from before. The Rambam says, "Afal pisha shocht in kodem aregel." This is in Perek Beis Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Yud Beis. Afal pisha shocht in kodem aregel. Hol v'onkel mem aregel. Yotzi dechavos. Shein tzarach lushkod b'shalmi simcha b'shas simcha. Oh, so that works in very well. There's no chiyuv, right? In other words, you are yotze, but there's no chiyuv to check from before. Whereas if you wouldn't even be Yotze, then of course there's no chiyuv, because there's no hechitimtza. The chiddush is that you wouldn't need the gzeres hakosuf to be made the first night from simcha. The chiddush is that if you shecht on every yontif, you can eat it the first day yontif. But to eat it at night, there's no chiv to shecht. But l'chora, if you would shecht and eat it, you would be otzi. We did like shars machos. So mele, there could be simcha the first night. The shard dvarmer, and even, I think Rav Gelman mentioned, even the chagig itself, even the korban itself, if you eat the first night, you yotze. There's no chiv to go ahead and shecht the erev yontif to get it. But if l'maisa you have it and you eat it, you become simcha. Or if you have
the first day,
or if you have yayin or this, so there's. So b'meila, that's how he answers the kasha, that there is simcha the first night. The only thing that this might is that there's no chiyuv to go and shecht mi'erev yontif to make sure you have meat for that night. Now, there is another question that's discussed here in the poskim. That is, okay, so the first night there's no chiyuv simcha, right? Of course. Could be a chiyuv simcha of other things. Shai Sar says it's not even chiyuv daraisa of other things, only the Rabbanon. Yes, Rav Chaim is saying there is a superposition of the first night.
I'm saying the basar also.
Even the basar, if you have the basar of a korban, you can eat it, you yotz it. But you're not mechuyev to have it. So then the question is, but the rest of the holiday, there's a chiyuv simcha every day. As we said, there's a chiyuv to eat the meat of karbonos every day. So the discussion that we're going to see in the poskim, is there a chiyuv, say there's a chiyuv to eat meat, there's zman habayis every day of a korban. But is there a chiyuv to eat night and day, throughout the holiday? Or is it a 24-hour thing. And every 24 hours, you have to have the sar korban. Or is it enough to eat in the day and to eat at night? That's the question. So the Chazon Ish was besupak about this. You take a look. Page 13. He says it two times, on page 13 and on page 14. He writes, V'hadim arbinin leilos. There's the chiv simcha b'leilos also. Is that a separate chiv? In other words, the only time that there's no simcha is the first night. And the last night there is, and all the nights in between there is. Right? Because any time, and sandwiched in, a simcha l'fanav, a simcha l'acharav, so every night there's simcha l'fanav, a simcha l'acharav. The only time there's no simcha l'fanav, a simcha l'acharav is the first night. So the first night there's no din simcha. So the Chazon Ish is Mesupak. V'hadim rabin and leilos yish this topic in tzarech shlomim bein b'yom bein b'layla on diyotzei b'achila pamachas bein b'lochum b'yom bein b'lochum b'layla. Because is it that there's a chiyuv to eat a chazayis of basar korban at night and then another in the day? Or no, every 24 hours it's its own unit, and as long as you eat one Kazayas during the 24-hour period, you yotze.
You could learn for the first day.
What?
You could learn for the first day.
So what?
It's only in the day.
The first day is only in the day. So yeah, but that's only because
I know.
It's not sandwiched in. The others are sandwiched in. So the others have a chiv. So is it a separate chiv, Malayla? Or is it part of the every day, is a every 24-hour day, it has its own chiv.
Well, it's says that if you were shofet and you waited the first night, if you didn't feel, we ought to do.
What? Say again? Yeah, you yotze, but in terms of what your chiv is.
I think you yotze in
the you yotze. So, in other words, there's a chiv to have, there's not a bias, basar of a korban every single day. So does that, so the question that Chazanish was mistopic about is that you have to have a kazayis at night, a kazayis a day, next day another kazayis at night, kazayis a day, or every 24 hours is one unit, and you just have one kazayis, yeah.
If we go to Gemara Musaf, the Rashi in Gemara Musaf and that holds that it's the day, it's matched that the day of Shmini Atzeres is not part of the synagogue. Do we say that the Lilas go after the Yom? Because that would logically make sense. 7 days, 7 complete hours that the Lilas, if we go with this Shita, the Lilas will go after the Yom.
Yeah, that's a question. My korbanos.
Because you could say the light of the day goes.
Right, but maybe not. Maybe if a mitzvah achilu, maybe not. Now take a look. There is a gemara, a very interesting gemara in Erech. Page 9, Gimel of the Days. So the verse says, Hakol chayavim b'sukkah. Everyone's chayav in sukkah. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So it's a women not. Women are potter from the sukkah. But in times of men, everyone's chayiv in sukkah. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So the verse says, Pshita. Is it a pashut? I mean, yeah, everyone's chayiv in sukkah. Who else should be chayiv? The goyim? I mean, Yihani lo mechayiv, man mechayiv. So what's the chiddush? Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, chayiv. So the verse says, no, this is the chiddush. Since the Torah says Mesukish Teshvu, Amar Teshvu, Shiva Siyomi Kein Taduru, the Teshvu means you have to be in your Sukkah the way you are the whole year in your house. Now, Madira V'ish V'ishto, that just like in your house the man is with his wife. So af sukkah yish v'ishto, so sukkah also you should be able to, you have to be with your wife. So what's the problem? V'hadi kohanim ho'al b'nei avoda ninu lo l'chayvim. But kohanim, they have to do the avoda. So the kohanim, they have to do the avoda. And if they're going to be with their wives in the sukkah, meaning to have relations with their wives, so then the person has relations, so he's motzi shechva zera, so he's a balkari, and a balkari is tameh. So a balkari becomes tor, he goes to the mikveh the next day. If he's with his wife at night, then he goes to the mikveh the next day, and he doesn't become Tohar till Harif Shemesh of the following night. So a Kohen is doing the Avoda to the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos, or if he's going to be serving the whole week, so he can't be with his wife that week. So you might think that since he can't be with his wife, so therefore he can't Mekayim Teshvu Kei Taduru, so maybe he's Pater for the whole chiyuv of sukkah. So t'mash v'lod, v'hi d'b'tiri b'shas avodah, shalom b'shas avodah chiyuv b'chayvim. But still, he's chayev. Even though he can't be with a wife, but he'll still be chayev to eat the sukkah, etc. So in other words, but the havamina that you might think that he's potter is because he won't be able to have the total fulfillment of living the way he does in his house during the regular year with his wife. Here it'll be limited, so you might think that since he can't do that, he's potter from the mitzvah, kamash malad, that he's chayev. That's the Gemara. So the Chek Shek Shlomo has an unbelievable kasha on page 10. The Chek Shek Shlomo's kasha, let me say it outside, then we'll see it inside. He said, why is the Gemara picking the Kohanim? Kohanim, you might think, are part of a sukkah because they have to do avoda, and they're not going to be able to do their avoda if they're with their wives because they're going to be a balkeri, right? But what about every Jew? Every Yisrael has to eat karbonis every day. So if you have to eat karbonis every day, so you have to be tar. So if you're with your wife, then how are you going to eat the karbonis? So why isn't there a havamina that even Yisraelim should be part of a sukkah? Why isn't it only the Kohanim? Because if Yisrael is with his wife that night, then the next day he goes to the mikveh, and he's not going to be able to be tar till the next night. So he won't be able to eat korban that whole day. L'chor tzarich yid. Look inside on page 10. They have to go to the Azara. So if you have to eat korbanos every day, then you can't be with your wife the whole chag. So then the Gemara should have said, just like Kohanim doesn't have a minute to be potter, so Yisrael also doesn't have a minute to be potter. The light of the mitzvahs responded by Zara and no hagrach miyom rishon. So mitzvahs for rishon from the Zara is only the first day. It's not a problem. But mitzvah simcha is called yimei achad. So he says, well, maybe you could still be yotzei the mitzvah simcha with the other things, with nice clothing, etc. So therefore, on the night that he would be with his wife, so he can't eat karbonis the next day, so the next day he'll drink wine, he'll have something else. So that's why the Gemara didn't exclude, have a havamina to exclude Yisraelim from the thief. Yeah, there's nothing to do with that. I'm just saying this becomes, yeah.
Go by night, there's no child.
Right, exactly. That's the point. But if you hold that you can eat it, you don't have to eat it twice a day. You only have to eat it. So that's what Rav Schulzinger here, on page 11, gives a teretz to the Cheshek Shlomo. Or he quotes someone, give you a teretz. No, this kasha is only a kasha if you hold you have to eat korbanos every night and every day. But if you just have to eat at night, so you can be with your wife the night before, and then you go to the mikveh for the next day, and then you wait till the next night to become tar, and then you didn't eat korbanos then. Then you're tar. And you can be with his wife again later that night. But if all he has to eat is once every 24 hours, so every night he can eat the Messiah Karbonus, and that'll be okay. So you don't have to come on to that. So that's what he quotes here. He says, Yashar Kazan Kavod Rosh Hashanah Mutaris Kusiv Sacheshek Shlomo. The Lora Kohanim Hamitsuvim Bavoda, Kol Yisrael Mitsuvim Mrs. Simcha Bergol Hoshivi Pturim Nasuk, the Yashar Kamu Taduru Ishvishto, the Yasro Idezeb Achilashal Visimcha Biyom. Yutfulia. As that Kosov, Yishlobar, Sheyochlu, Halayla. Is that Yetzu Yidechov as Achilles, Shalom Yisimcha, Shalom, Halayla Shalom. Appeal before Begmara, Larabba Shalom Yantov, the Simcha. But he says, Oblam Kena Teres Nechavad Vinoim, Aval Rach Mechidiyach, Shachin Yotzim, Yidechov as Achilles, Shalom Yisimcha, Halayla Lovad, Yishil, Kol Hayimabim, Aval Achazanish, Allah v'distapek b'zev. Blood sort of chol pamachas b'chol yom pamachas b'chol laila. But if you say like the other side, then it doesn't work. If it's lach, it seems to say you have to eat once a night, once a day. Then the stomach of the Chayit Shoglo, we have the Kasha, also assume on that, because as Rabbi Talati says, if you can just be out there eating at night, then the Kasha falls off or right again. The Sfas Emes also talks about this. Page 6. So he says, beginning of page 6. It says the Rabbos al Yotav Achvar Kutz of Rashi L'Shara Leilas Ein Tzarfra. The other Leilas is obviously as a Chayim, the second night, the third night, because they're sandwiched in. The other few Leilas from Rashi from Mugabi Sukkah. But those from Sukkah and Kutz of the Kevin, Smechtim the Kor Kai Gam Alula Blu of Yomim Ulo Leilas Kutz of Tzarfra the Rabbos etc. The idea is not Tzarfir. The feel Hechad the Yomim. At Leilas Mechav, Kamok Benonon Lechayim. The smoke of the young Valila. I'm so good. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm 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 going to It's one simcha. Every day is one simcha. You don't have to do twice. It's not a separate chiv at night, a separate chiv in the day. You see, the question is, when the marba this lel yotav acharon. So Rashi says, the other Leilos, you don't need a special pasuk because it's obvious. Because it's Yom and Mafil Leilos from Mashmah. But Tosa says, no. Because you see by Lulav, it's only the day, not the night. So it's not obvious. Okay, one last point on this, and that's the one famous Gemara Ksubas. Page 8. The Gemara is the Kasha. We know that Masi Adayim of Abbas goes to the father. Look at Mem Vavim Beis Mishnah, fourth line. Av Zakai Bebito, he says Mekatnus Menarus. Whereas if your daughter is below the age of Bat Mitzvah, and even if she's an Ara, is from 12 to 12 and a half, so father gets the daughter's Masi Adayim. So let's say a daughter has a job when she's 10 years old, she babysits, and she gets money, so the father can take that money, because that's his money. He owns the daughter. Till 12 and a half. Once she's 12 and a half, then she's independent. Then he's not known. Then he's not Sholei Hol. But till 12 and a half, he gets everything. So the Gemara said, how do you know that? Mem Zayinim Nol. V'nol ha-damar v'huna ha-marab minayin sh'maseh ha-bas la'av sh'nemar ki'im ko yishas bito la'ama ma'ama maseh edel rabba ha-bas maseh edel avir. So they say that he's, yeah. So then the Gemara says, how do you know that applies to an arm? So the Gemara says, Allahad, Zakhil Rahman, Allah, the Mimsil Khupa. No, the Gemara says, no. He can give another proof. The fact that he could, the halacha is the father can marry off his daughter, when she's a ketana or an arm. So how could he say, the father says, okay, you're getting married Sunday afternoon. And she says, but Sunday afternoon, I'm supposed to go babysit. I'm going to lose out. How you, Daddy, how are you marrying me off on Sunday afternoon? I have a baby. This is what the 10-year-old is saying to the father. How are you marrying me off on Sunday afternoon? I have a babysitting job. So you mevatel me for Masa Yadayim. So the Gemara says, you see from here that he's in charge of Hamasa Yadayim. So since he's in charge, he gets it anyway, so he has the right to say, okay, cancel your babysitting thing because I'm marrying you off. And you can't go babysit. So isn't that a raya, the fact that he can marry her off, that he must own Hamasa Yadayim? Because if he can marry her off, theoretically, he's without Hamasa Yadayim. So you see from that that he can marry her off, that he's not, that he's in charge of a Masi Yadayim. So the Gemara says no. Could be the Yovel is Char Pakasa. Maybe he in a Chanami. Maybe he, the fact that he can marry her off is not a raya that he's gets a Masi Yadayim, because maybe if he'll marry her off during her babysitting hours, he'll have to pay her. Say she gets $10 an hour, so he'll pay her the $10, so she won't lose out. Inami the Muslim of Belalia. Or at night. You know, I guess people usually did work at night. So therefore, it's not bevatel. Inami the muscle of Shabbos is v'yom l'tovim. Or maybe he can, that's in Echnami. He's not in charge of Masi Yadayim. Maybe he has to marry her off, dafka on Shabbos and Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif will marry her off. She can't work anyway. So the fact that he can marry her off is not a raya that he's sholeit on the Masi Yadayim. So you have to learn that from another mocker. So Tosis asked the Kasha, famous Tosis, I thought you're not allowed to get married in Shabbos and Yontif. So he says, no, maybe it means during Tosefes Yontif. Shukri Yontif Lim Melacha, Tosefes Daraisa. Tehle Moshe Shom Ben HaMelacha. So the kasha people ask is why can't he marry? So the Tosa says, you're right, he can't marry her off on Yontif. So maybe he marries off during Tosefus Yontif. At Tosefus Yontif, he can marry her off. But so the kasha that some achronim ask is why can't he marry her off the first night of Yontif? It's much only during Tosefus, because the first night of Yontif there's no simcha. And the whole reason why you can't get married on is because for some achta machadgecha v'lo bishtecha, but if the first night there's no simcha, you should be able to marry her off. So some say the pshat and Tosis means that that's exactly what Tosis means. That since there's no simcha during Tosefus, there's no simcha during Tosefus Yantav because there's no simcha at night as well. Tosefus can't be more chomer than the night. So if there's no simcha at night, there's no simcha during Tosefus, that's why you can marry her off. So why did Tosis then say Tosefus and didn't say at night? What do you mean? But some point out that according to Reb Chaim, it's not a problem. Because according to Reb Chaim, there is simcha the first night. It's just that there's no chiyuv to shech from before, but there's simcha the first night. And you became simcha the first night. So l'chora, there might be an issur of getting married the first night, because the only thing that's lacking the first night is that you can't, you're not mechuyiv to have bosser of korbanos, because you're not mechuyiv to shech from before. Yeah, Shabbos. Shabbos is a different thing.
What?
Yeah, it's a separate issue, the Rabbanan.
So this whole thing is also the Rabbanan? Because Tzayim Shabbos is also the Rabbanan. Maybe she was doing the work that's not the... So we're talking... I don't see any... If you made this an example, it's still the Rabbanan.
Right. Yeah, okay. So this tells us you have to see how it stims with this halacha. Okay. Rabbanan, what did we discuss today? We discussed the fact that the first night there's no simcha, but the first night of Shemini Atzeres there is. Ach Sameach. We asked the Gross Kasha. Said over the Gross Kasha, but Ach is usually a Miyat, it's not the Rabbah. So we said, no, it's B'mayit all the other mitzvahs. Then we asked the Kasha that how can it be that the Rif says that the first night is Daraisa. It's Docha Avelis Daraisa, the first night is Daraisa, but the first night of Simcha is not Daraisa. So the Shaka says, you're right, it's not, it's only Drabban. Reb Chaim said the first night is also Daraisa. So what's the smite for the first night? It's no chiv to eat meat of Karbonis, but the Shar Smachas exist. And there's no chiv to shech from before. And then we discussed what's the chiv of night. Is it a separate chiv, a night a day, night a day, night a day? Or is it every 24 hours is there a chiv? That's a suffix b'chazanish. And someone wanted to suggest to answer up the cheshek shlomo's kasha, that the Gemara only had a havamina tapate kohanim from Sukkah. The Gemara didn't have a havamina tapate israelim, he did shabbat simcha. So it comes to us that by shabbat simcha, it's either because of Shar Tzimachos, or because you can eat one every night a kazais. Okay, Rabbi, so Bez Hashem, when we change the clock, we'll be davening mincha here also on Sundays.